Hi, Rush. The boys asked me to record live, so we have an audience. I'm going to record one of the things that they voted for. I just have to find it. I got the scripts back from the gentleman who wrote them for the meditations. I'm going to start those soon. And I also paid for someone to write me some hypnosis scripts that are safe for work. But those will be something that you and I have to talk about, how to edit and what layers sound good. Because that's new, right? That'll be fun. Oh, that's right. The scripts are on the calendar. So what do you think, boys? Should I read you? I'll let you vote. Safe for work hypnosis. Because then I can put wonderful thoughts in your heads when you're... So we all have this, you know, critical part of our minds that when we are offered something like, say, worthiness or something like that, our brains go, yeah, fuck no, I'm not whatever that good thing is. At least that's what my brain does. So I have to sneak it in there in order to start actually toying with it as being a possibility. And hypnosis is a really fun way to do that. So I'm going to put these two script titles in here, and I'll let you guys pick by upvoting which one you would prefer me to read. I haven't read either of them, which is what I've done in the past when we've done a live recording, is I've actually read the script ahead of time so that I can look really smooth and put together. But really, I'm mostly flying by the seat of my pants. And so I'll get to a certain point in the script and I'll go, oh, no, Rush, cut that out. That I was actually supposed to be writing your face. So let me back up so I can get in position and then I'll foley some sound effects in and stuff. So that's what you're going to see today. For either you left your phone unlocked or you've summoned the Queen of Lust. Oh, the Queen of Lust is currently winning for 3. Let me find that. I just got up, so my voice is kind of extra gravelly, which is fun, I think. One is a mommy dom, and one is a succubus. Where is my calendar? It sometimes surprises me that I've made it to adulthood. Voting scripts. Queen of Lust. Oh, now it's a tie. Oh, God. You did, baby boy. I'm doing this now because if I don't do it right away, if I don't, like, kind of rip the Band-Aid off right away, I'll start freaking myself out. Oh, my God, they want to, like, see me without the filters on? What's that mean? So, I'm just going to do it before I've had time to panic about it. Because that's what you do with social anxiety. At least that's what I do. I just jump. I recorded The Vampire Stepmom the other day, and Rush sent it back to me, and he said it was a great way to start the year. But it's like 45 minutes long. Huh, Rush? Okay. I know there's more than 6 of you in the chat. One of you better vote and break the tie. Oh, Rando's here. Vin, Torben, Darian, Shadow, Deep, Darelio, Dario, Walrick, Dethos. Okay, let me see if I have a coin to flip. I don't think I have money in my booth. Rush, make the choice for me. Okay, left your phone unlocked. I think that one's a little shorter. I'm not sure. You left your phone unlocked. So this is the post. And this is the script. Where is the script? So ever since the whole pasty bin craziness, some of the scripts have kind of been hard to find. Like that you have to. Oh. So why would pasty bin? Oh my God. I should take a picture of this. Take out all the naughty stuff, and now it's got this really naughty ad where some lady's holding her butt cheeks apart, which makes zero sense. So we've restricted our writers and not allowed them to put erotic scripts up, but now we've got some lady spreading her ass cheeks for me. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can actually find the script. It was there when I put it up to vote, but sometimes they disappear, unfortunately. Script. This is sending me down a link. No, I cannot find this one. Let me see if I can find the other one. Sorry about that, darlings. The fun with... censorship, that's the word I was looking for. Well, this is one that would probably be more fun to record live anyway, because I'll probably post it on an upper tier. So, it's going to be a fun sneak peek. Oh, this is a new, what is this? Archive of our own. I heard some other people moved here. Yeah, rip pasty bin for sure. So, this is by Shauna Lee. His tend to be long, so brace yourself, Rush. I got my coffee. I got my water. I got an audience. Let's read the synopsis so we know what's going on. Summary. A mortal summons forth the queen of lust, the most powerful of all lust demons. While some demand things of her to do so by accident, this mortal bears a humble request and begs for her energy. See what a true orgasm feels like. Oh, while normally she would find a man's abhorrent, his loving request interests her. And she does love treating a good boy to a life-altering edging experience. Oh, I do. We have something in common, lust baby. Let me make this print larger so I don't have to squint. All characters in this script are 18 plus. Keep your hands and arms inside the carpet at all times. Let's see, beginning. Okay, Rush. Summoning portal sound. What does a lust semen do? Semen. What does a lust semen sound like? What does a lust demon sound like? Okay, Oh, my human. Why have you summoned me of all demons? Expecting a lowly succubus. Oh, you naive boy. You used a summoning spell far more powerful than that. Succubi are pathetic slaves. Slaves to their own needs and temptations. My slaves. I am the queen of lust. It's been so long since I've been summoned. Tell me, human, did you intend to summon me? You did. Oh my, this is a rare occasion. Usually it's an accident. Usually it is an accident, as mortals tend to fear me, or they make demands and I do not grant them to fools. I don't like that line. Usually it is an accident, as mortals tend to fear me, or they make demands and I do not grant them to fools. I cause so much pleasure, it can lead to pain. That is, if I wish it to the undeserving. I simply deal in pain. Do you wish for pain, human? No. Well, then you're going to have to be a good boy for me. Whenever I've been summoned, the silly humans always demand things of me. Me, the queen of lust! However, you wait, oh, so politely. so I may yet show you mercy. I will hear your request. I first wish that you would kneel before me. Oh, good boy. Now, what is it that you wish for from me? Such a modest request. After all this time, you wish for me to show you what it feels like to truly come? You've come before, correct? But not from my power. No, not even close. Let me summon a few things. Let me summon a few things for us. My throne, for one. And this. Oh, what is this special bed for? Oh, human. You are so precious. We'll get to that. Now come here. Crawl to me as I spread my legs for you. Your queen requires pleasure. Come here beside me. Ooh, that's the squeaky door. So I have a squeaky door on my desk. I'm building a new one, but it squeaks a lot, and Rush cuts it out because the squeaky door must die. Okay, where was I? Oh, that's right. Your queen requires pleasure. Come here, beside me. Yes. Run your masculine hands along my skin. Oh, yes, like that. Do I feel real now? Good. Feel my tail. Stroke it. That's it. Does that feel like something a human would have? Oh, fuck. A word I sometimes don't know how to say. Is it prehensile? Prehensile. A tail that can grab things. This is one I'd normally look it up on Google and have Google tell me. But you boys are here. Oh, good. Thank you, Google. It's prehensile like those. Oh, it's prehensile, unlike those silly, pointless succubi tails. I can do far much more with mine. Feel my horns. Feel them. Oh. I do enjoy it when a human feels them. Your tentative pats. Oh, more. Keep going. Oh, it's a good boy. Feel your queen. Now down you go. Don't worry about my claws. I'm very gentle with the good boys. No, don't fight. I'm just moving your head where it belongs. Right here. Now taste me. Oh, very good. Shyly licking. You're talented for someone who claims to be so inexperienced. Keep going. Oh, no, don't stop. Lick up and down. Yes. Find my clit and lick gently around it. That's right. Oh, quick study, too. I do like the smart ones. Okay, stop. Up you get. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Not only did you demand nothing of me, my dear human boy, you were willing to serve your queen so readily, so enthusiastically. It's been so long since I truly enjoyed my work, and I think it's time to do what I enjoy, which is tease a willing servant. Here, come over here to the bed that I've conjured. Good. Now look into my eyes. Think carefully. Do you wish for me to give you the greatest orgasm you have ever experienced? That's an easy yes. But it will be the greatest orgasm you will ever experience. Yes, that is what I love to hear. And since you've been such a good boy for your squeaky door, fuck off. Okay. And since you've been such a good boy for your queen, I will give it to you. Now, please take off your clothes for me. Good. I need you to be completely naked for this to work. And I enjoy the show. Wait. Take them off. Good. Now lay down here for me. No, don't worry about these. I just promise you won't be able to move. But it will enhance everything. Do you trust me? Oh, good boy. It's addicting, being trusted. Most would not trust a demon such as myself. I haven't even enamored you, but I must say that you, my dear, could become addicting. You are quite precious. I'll tie these restraints and make it so you can't move much. Be still. Good. Does it hurt? Are they tight? Are you comfortable? As comfortable as you can be, spread eagle on this bed. That's good. I wouldn't want to cause you pain that you didn't want. Not a good boy like you, now would I? Oh, fuck. They're not in the bed yet. See, I fill it in and then I go back. And I didn't quite envision what the writer was saying, so let me scan. What is he laying down on? If not the bed, that's the question. Why are we floating? Float the bed up, not float us up to the bed. I was right, never mind. And now I'll just float this bed up. Don't worry. It's so we can keep you straight up like this. And I can stay right here. In your ear. Or in this ear. Rush, I didn't record this in stereo. Would you float that back and forth for me? Thank you. I can run my hands all along your body. Like this. Here. Feel the tips of my claws gently running down your neck, across each little hair, touching each subtle part of you, each piece, where your blood is pumping right under the surface. Do you like it? Good. Feel me lightly running my hands across your collarbone, down your shoulders, enjoying you, touching you, slowly moving along the curve of each muscle in your arms, feeling the strength of you, appreciating your submission, noticing how your hair is standing on end. And if I look down, I can see you're already getting quite hard. Oh, my. You must be enjoying this. Oh, it's okay. I love that you're enjoying it. Enjoying me. Now feel me move my hands to your chest. Rubbing my hands around it. Feel me massage the muscles there. Lightly rubbing your nipples with my fingers. Moving nice and close, right in front of you. I want to get my hands behind you. I want to massage the tightness that I sense within your back. That was a click. I want to massage the tightness I sense within your back. Like this. Relax. Release all that tension. I can't have my good boy all tense when I start to stroke him now, can I? No, no, of course not. I think you need a bit extra to relax. But a kiss. My, you loved that, didn't you? But that's all you're getting from me for now. Now simply look into my eyes while I massage your back. Feel my fingers between your muscles. Centuries of experience massaging out each knot. Feel your body calm as my warm fingers part with your skin. You can feel a tingling along your legs. Yes, that's my tail. Do you feel it rubbing along your thighs? Lightly grazing, causing these goosebumps to form all over you. Oh, little higher, lightly teasing your cock that is now so hard for me. Teasing. Does it feel nice? A gentle caress of my demonic tail. Oh, such a sweetie. Some men are put off by it, saying they don't like what they can't see, but you moan and whimper for me. Your eyes are begging. Why is that? Is that trust? Oh, wow. You trust that I will be good, true to my word, giving you the greatest orgasm you've ever had? Oh, human, you are adorable. I do enjoy you very much. Let me continue feeling you. You like feeling my hands caressing your sides as my tail teases? How about I slowly move them down across your stomach and your back. Oh, feel your hips. Use them to pull you a little. Because I love causing your hard cock to twitch as if it prays, begs to be touched. Would you like a gentle touch right about now? Would you like that? I wonder how my hands will feel around it. Notice they're on your thighs. My nails teasing. All the places that are close, but not quite where you want them. Feel the tips of my claws on the back of your legs. The spot right here where your leg connects to your ass. It is one of my favorites on the human body. Some men are ticklish here. Oh, it's just making your cock twitch and beg, though. I think your balls need a little bit of attention. Let's just get a excuse me. Let's just get a look at them, shall we? They seem full. Very full for me. Have you been denying yourself, building this up as you waited to summon me? Oh, that's quite some time. You prepared for me. I am speechless. I appreciate it so much. It's been, I can't remember when the last time somebody did something for me. How about I lightly rub them? Just a touch with my palms. Oh, they're heavy. gently feeling what I want. But that's all you get for now. I just want to give your thighs more attention. They feel so strong. Feeling your strength under my touch is intoxicating. Oh, what if I kneel down and run my hands along your calves, down to your feet, lightly caressing them with my claws and my fingertips. Now, how is that? Do you feel relaxed? I'll just run door. No. I'll just run them along you once more, bottom to top. Gently along your legs, your thighs, up to your stomach, your chest, your arms, your shoulders, and then your neck. For being such a patient boy, I want to give you a taste of your queen's warm, wet mouth on yours again. Good boy. I enjoy this. Feels nice to let loose, to allow myself to have fun with a human. No need to cause pain. You're so patient. I do wish to give your lovely cock some attention. My good boy is twitching hard. Well, there is something else I must do first. Look into my eyes. Tell me, do you trust me? Good boy. The Queen of Lust casts a curse upon him where he can stay hard and stay on the edge. It is impossible for him to come. That's in parentheses. There. Now you're ready for my loving touch. What did I do? Oh, I made it so you can't come until I say so. Not until I break this curse for you. And now I'll lightly touch you, allowing a tingle to travel across your body. Oh, slowly stroke your cock. And I'll plant loving, fiery kisses on my good boy's neck while I stroke him. I'm going too slow. My good boy, I'm going at the perfect speed. Oh, you're begging already. You haven't felt anything yet. Tell me, do you want me to ruin this orgasm? Do you wish for me to fall short of the greatest orgasm you've ever had? That's what I thought. Good boy. I'm really enjoying running my hand lightly along your length as I tease you, stare into your eyes, watching all your lovely micro expressions as your need grows. Yes, it sustains me, your horniness. Normally I would be far more torturous, but you have been so patient. Came with me. Came to me with such a sweet request. You just listened to my voice. Feel my hands gently, slowly running along your cock. I wonder if this would help. Perhaps I'll run my claws across your skin, gently, of course, while my tail wraps around your shaft. Slowly running it up and down, just a bit at a time. Oh, yes. You like the feeling of my tail. Feel it wrap around you. Feeling it move to caress your shaft. Tease your balls. Feeling just around the tip to tease you. What did you expect? I am the queen of lust. Oh, just relax. Look into my eyes. Watch them brighten with enjoyment as I feel your cock with my tail. Good boy. Oh, I'll just plant a few more kisses along your body. I want your whole body to feel appreciated. Your arms. Your nipples. Your stomach. And with that, I've arrived where I'd most like to be, where I think you'd like me most. I'll release the restraints for your head, and I'll allow you to move just so you can get a better look at me down here. I think my tail is lovely, but I think I need more lubrication, don't you? Would you like that, my loving boy? Oh, I think you've earned it. There. Nice and slick for me. Oh, door. Let me move the script, because once my hands get sticky, it gets harder to move said script. I'm never going to live down the door. It's going away soon. Poor Rush has to cut it out every single time. Don't you, Rush? Okay. Let me find my spot in the script. There. Nice and slick for me. Does that feel good? Maybe I should blow on your cock a bit. Feel the light chill. The tingling sensation. Yes, I know it feels nice. But now I'm going to stroke you. Down here as you watch me. Oh, yes. Oh, I love the feeling of a man quivering in my hands. You're getting goosebumps across your skin. A chill charging along your spine, perhaps. Feel my wet, slick hand across your beautiful cock. Why don't you beg me to go faster? Beg me to let you come. Oh, yes. Such a good boy. Your desperate words sustain me. The more you beg, the more you may get. Oh, did I go too fast? Well, that moaning, I think perhaps I should slow back down. Oh, no. You want me to speed up? Such a glutton for punishment. For torturous pleasure. Okay, I'll speed up my strokes just a little bit, just for you. Oh, I'm glad I did. Look at you squirm. Oh, you're begging for me. Begging for more. I wonder, do you want more than my hand? No. Are you sure you don't want my long, wet tongue to touch the head of your cock? Maybe swirl around it? Oh, it certainly sounds like you wouldn't like that. Oh, you beg so well. Maybe I'll just have a single lick. Moving the script. Oh, come on, computer. Oh, wrong direction. One long, torturous, wet lick. There you go. That was just for you, my good boy. I wouldn't lick the cocks of others who've summoned me. They've never deserved such a thing, but you, you're lovely. Oh, you want another? Oh, my good boy. Not yet. You haven't earned another lick. Not just yet. Oh, I need you to beg for it. To beg for my tongue. Keep going. Keep begging me. I love watching your needy eyes. Feeling you twitch. Oh, good boy. Oh, another lick. I am happy that you summoned me. At first, I expected foolishness. Expected that I'd have to punish unworthy souls. But you, my good boy, you deserve me. Oh, you deserve the most amazing orgasm you've ever experienced. Feel my hand on your slick, wet cock. Look down at me as I smile up at you. Oh, one hand stroking, the other gently caressing your heavy balls. I can see you're aching to come, but no, not yet. You can't come, remember? Not until I lift my curse. Trust me, it's for your own good. You do trust me, right? Good, good boy. Trust in your queen. I think you've earned a little bit more. Shall I stroke you faster? Oh my. Oh, there's some pre-cum helping me with your wetness, are we? Even a good boy involuntarily. Oh, makes me feel so good. Oh, practically vibrating. You really do want to come, don't you? Oh. Don't worry, I won't ruin your orgasm. This I promise. I may be a demon, but the Queen of Lust keeps her word. I think you deserve a bit of quiet. Maybe some quiet stroking along your cock. Yes. You like it, don't you? just got lube on my mouse. Lovely. And I scrolled too far on the script. I think I've perhaps stroked you too much. Too fast? Perhaps I got overzealous. Would you like me to slow down? Oh, you're not sure. You seem to want me to slow down. Oh, door. The bane of my existence. Life's pretty fucking good if a squeaky door is your biggest problem. That's all I can say. Get the lube. I have lubed this door. I'm good at lubing things. And let me just tell you, this door is not a good boy. Doesn't matter how much I lube it, it just stays hard. Now I've lost my spot. Lost my spot. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Back up a little bit for you, Rush, darling. Oh, I think I've stroked too much. Too fast. Perhaps I got overzealous. Would you like me to slow down? Oh, I'm not sure. You seem to want me to slow down. Oh, I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood. I'll just keep going this fast. Stroking you. Stroking so fast that if it weren't for my curse, I know you would have come by now. But you can't. Not until your queen says so. You've been so patient. Maybe you deserve something from me. Maybe I'll gift you with something no one receives. Here. You are delicious. No one gets my mouth. That was for you, my good, good boy. Do you love it? Well, tell me how much you loved your queen's mouth. All girls like to hear how much you love it, even the queen of lust. Oh, good boy. Well, I stroke you. I must ready you to come the proper way, the right way. Your loving balls are aching for release. And I have to gently remind them who their queen is. Here, let me lightly give them a gift. You ever had somebody lick your balls? Never the queen of lust. They like my tongue, I can tell. They have a good taste. But to truly ready them, they need far more. Suck one into my mouth. And then the other. I think your balls feel ready for me now. How are you feeling? Oh, I'm good. I am so glad. I'm glad you're aching. Your body begs for me, begs to come. No words are needed. Your cock is as hard as it can be, and your balls as ready as I require. You are almost ready for the greatest release of your entire life. But before we start that, I'll let you have a taste of what you get. A taste for me. Oh, you are shuddering. You're definitely ready. Your cock is so hard, and you taste so good. I think you're ready. A release so incredible that you will never forget it. That you will beg to see me again, as no one else will ever be able to give you what the Queen of Lust can. I think you're ready. Tell me, are you ready to come? Yes. Good boy. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to count down. Count down from 20. Once the countdown completes, I'm going to tell you to come. When I say come, and only when I say come, I'm going to release you from this curse. And you are going to release your hot, loving load all over your queen. Yes, in my mouth, on my face, on my chest. Do you understand? Good. Now tell me how badly you want to come everywhere. Good. Now tell me how badly you need to come for me. Yeah. Good boy. That is what I love to hear. Let us begin. Twenty. 19. 18. 17. Can you feel my hands? They are jittering with excitement with you. 16. 15. 14. You're shaking now. A good boy. 13. 12. 11. 10 more seconds to go, my boy. 10. Nine. Oh, am I taking longer? 8. Tell me, am I talking too much? Let me help. Maybe not. Simply kissing your cock and filling my mouth would help you focus. You feel. Good. Seven. Six. You taste good. I want to taste you more. Five. Four. You don't want me to stop, do you? Huh? Mm-hmm. No? Mm-hmm. Such a good boy. Three. I want more. Your queen wants... Your queen wants more of you. More of your hard cock. Two. I love your cock, my good boy. I don't want the I don't want to finish the count yet. I don't. I want to take your cock deep until you come for hours. Feeling you twitch and watching you peg. How about I stroke you? One. Beg to come. Beg me to say it. Oh, beg your queen. My face right here by your cock. Beg the queen of lust to release you from this agonizing pleasure. Oh, you're twitching and moaning. Beg for the greatest release of your life. Beg. Beg. Beg some more. Now, come. Come for me. You're released. Oh, yes, come. Come. Oh, yes, spring everywhere. All over me. My face. Tastes good. My tits. Oh, yes. You saved up. Oh, good boy. Keep coming. Such a good boy. Still going. Still coming for so, so long. Here, get more in my mouth. Finish everything in my mouth. Good boy. You taste incredible. I must say I've missed this taste. And yours, yours is the sweetest of all. The sweetest boys I've tasted are the best. I want to get it all. And look, you came everywhere. And for so long. I'm not sure I've ever witnessed such a load. Good. Good boy. Here, I'll release you from your restraints. I'll lower the bed to the ground. And I'll lie with you. Well, I just want to cuddle with you while you're all blissed out. So adorable. You can hardly move. It wasn't. That was an intensity that mortals can barely handle. But you did it so well. Let me hold you close. Hold you, my good boy. You were so good for your queen. You want to know a secret? Just nod your head. No need to talk. Okay. Well, I'm thinking. I might just want to return when the time is right. Well, because such a good boy should be rewarded for his dedication, for his trust. And you're just so fucking adorable. I might not be able to resist you. Would you like that? Good. I'll stay with you tonight. I'm going to watch over you. After that release, you are in need of a rest. Make sure I rehydrate you when you wake up. You need it. I will rest with you as well. I am truly satisfied. Satisfied in a way I haven't been in ages. Cuddle with me, my good boy. That's lovely. Good. Boy. There you go, my darlings. That's the behind the curtains. Squeaky fucking door and all. So, Rush, have fun with some sound effects on that one. I will pop this over to you to go out sometime in the future. I may stop this recording. Mm-hmm.